A lot of folks wondering about bird strikes. And Patrick Smith is on the line from Somerville, Massachusetts, with some answers. Patrick, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
I should mention you're also a pilot and author of Salon.com's Ask the Pilot. And so what was your reaction to this crash and this apparently heroics of the pilot and co-pilot?
Well, to be honest, I'm somewhat annoyed by all of this talk of a miracle and quote-unquote heroics. I mean, not to take away from the pilot's performance. What they did was not easy. But they did what they had to do and what they were trained to do. And to hyper-dramatize the event, I think, is to cheapen it and, in a way, is disrespectful to those in past accidents who were not so lucky. I mean, any time a jetliner crashes into the Hudson River, it's going to be and should be a big story. But I think we need to have some perspective. I mean, nobody was killed. And in a lot of ways, I think the lack of fatalities here should underscore just how safe flying is, and instead of reinforcing this false notion that it's more dangerous and hazardous than ever.
And it certainly goes to our fears. I mean, crashing in a plane is among the fears of so many people, and in part that's probably why we tend to hype these things up. But it does feel miraculous that not a single person was killed in that accident and that it was related to birds.
Well, bird strikes, as they're called, are actually quite common. A bird strike actually causing an accident, on the other hand, is extremely rare. In some ways, though, I'm not surprised. We haven't had a really serious bird-related accident since, the 1960s.
So explain how it happens. The birds fly into, or the plane flies into the birds, and they get in the engine?
Well, the worst place for a bird to hit an aircraft is probably inside the engine. The innards of a jet engine consist of a series of interconnected fans, compressors, and turbines that turn at thousands of RPM. And something like a bird being ingested, if it should bend or snap one of these blades, it disrupts the airflow and can throw the whole assembly off balance, resulting in anything from a mild burble to what they call a compressor stall to a total power loss. And you think, well, you know, how big deal? It's just a bird. But,
right.
You know, flying at, say, 250 knots, which is about a little more than 250 miles an hour, hitting an average-sized Canada goose will subject a plane to an impact force of over 50,000 pounds.
So it just sounds extraordinary.
Yeah, it is. And even though aircraft components are built to withstand bird strikes, they can only be so strong and so resilient. And the engines, in particular, tend to be very susceptible.
We have about 10 seconds, but clearly the pilot and the co-pilot did a very good job of landing that plane on the river.
No, they did an exemplary job under great pressure, and the results were very fortunate. But again, I'd just like to emphasize that they did what they were trained to do and mm-hmm. what they had to do. If you want to call them heroes, be my guest. But again, some perspective. Nobody was killed, and flying does remain exceptionally safe.
Patrick Smith, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Patrick Smith is a pilot and author of Salon.com's Ask the Pilot.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.